Welcome back to the Worcester Church of the Nazarene podcast. We are in the middle of 21 Jumpstart here at Worcester Nazarene. This is a time to put aside distractions and really focus in on reading God's Word and prayer. Our series is titled You Make Me Brave, but what does it look like to pray boldly? Stay tuned as we hear from middle school pastor Jeremy Stachowski on the topic of bold prayers.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Pastor Jeremy. I am the middle school pastor here at Worcester Nazarene, and thank you, Pastor Nathan, for allowing me to come and share the Word of God today. Pastor asked me if I would speak on bold prayers, as we're in our series, You Make Me Brave, and boldness, and this message is way different than what I thought it was going to be when I first heard, because I thought, bold prayers, we're going to talk about all the promises of God. We're going to claim the promises of God. We're going to declare things in Jesus' name. We're going to call down that which is in heaven to be right here on earth. And that's not where the Lord led me at all. This is going to be a message about praying boldly, but I think it's more about a lifestyle of prayer than just that. So it's so encouraging. When I was thinking about boldness, I was thinking about being brave. I was thinking about when I was younger, youth pastor, and we went on a ski trip. It was in Minnesota, up at Giants Ridge, and these guys invited me to come along on this ski trip. And I always get this question, like, because I like to ski. Anybody in here like to ski? Anybody at home like to ski? I like to ski. But then I get this question, Joel, I don't know if you get this question, are you a skier? I like to ski. Okay, I don't know if going once a year with the youth group every January classifies as a skier. Matter of fact, I'm sure it does not, but I like to do it. So we were on this trip, and they asked me to preach, and I saw, man, there were some juniors and senior guys there, and I just wanted to connect with them, and they were so cool, and the morning chapel thing, they were all kind of like this and stuff, but I connected with them. And then we're connecting throughout the day, and I'm like, man, God, you're gonna wreck them tonight. And I'm hanging out with them, but we're on the hill, and they're like, you gotta come on, Pastor Jeremy. You're doing good. You gotta come on this Black Diamond. I'm like, oh, God. If I don't go, they're not gonna. You're ready to rock their world tonight. God, I gotta go. I'm gonna be brave. I can do this. So I get over to that Black Diamond. I get on the edge. I don't know any skiers out there, but if you've ever been on one where it's so steep that You look down and you can't see the snow. Like, I'm about to go off, I don't know, the Grand Canyon here. There's no ground there for me to go. What are you telling me to ski? But they're all like, yeah, we're going to do it. And they go, and I'm like, help, Lord. And I go. And going down this Black Diamond. Now, as I said about my skiing expertise, I'm not doing this thing. I'm just like going to bomb this thing, you know, just get to the end and then pray I can stop at the end somehow, some way. And so I do it and I'm dead, but it wasn't a straight hill. I know this. Big sharp turn comes up. I lose it. Boom, 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 boom. I look like a tumbleweed in the middle of Arizona windstorm. And, you know, there's skis flying everywhere, headgear flying everywhere, everything. And for the next 5 minutes, they're down there looking and picking everything up and finding me and seeing if I'm okay. Brave. I don't know if that was brave. I think it was brave. I don't know if it was smart. But it's brave. But God did rock them that night. That was amazing. Last week, so we're in this 21 Jumpstart. I am loving it, by the way. But I feel like being attacked the whole time during this. If you are in this and you have started to say, God, I'm fasting, I'm praying, and some things have gotten harder, join the crowd. Come on in the boat with me. I've been there too. But God's changing me, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying this season. I love, like, it's like pruning. It's like, God, prune me, because I want to be more like you. take away some of the excess fat and, oh, literally, Lord, but just take away some of that stuff. I want to be more like you. And so I just pray over you. I declare over you. I just pray, God, in Jesus' name, would you help us? And whatever you've called us to at this season, whatever you've called us to fast, whatever you've called us to give up, whatever you've called us to say, less of me, more of you, that the saints would not get tired. If they feel like they've messed up, God, that they would get back on it today in Jesus' name and let God change you. I'm excited about it. Pastor last week started great, right from Acts, with the story of Peter and John and Eric Roquet, I believe that's how you say his name, did a wonderful 21 Jumpstart video. If you've not seen those, go to YouTube, find our channel, subscribe. Every day, wonderful, wonderful devotional videos like Pastor Joel had said. But the story of Peter and John and the Sanhedrin coming up against them. And as they're coming against them, see these guys and they go, wow, these are like unlearned men, but they certainly have been with God. When I think of bold prayers and a bold prayer life, a life and a prayer life that says, I've just been with God. And that's where we want to go today. All through Acts, what a great read, especially for our series on Make Me Brave and Boldness. The Acts of the apostles, after Jesus had left, they are going all through. The new church has come alive, and the things that they are doing in Jesus' name are so bold. But these are the same men who, when Jesus was being crucified, were running for their lives. They weren't so bold then. They were scared. And now they're in the upper room before all this happens, and they remember, wait, Jesus said to wait here for the Holy Spirit to come upon us. So we're going to wait here. Maybe just for the Holy Spirit, maybe partially because I'm scared to go out there, but whatever it is, we're going to wait here and we're going to intercede. And God, we need you. We need you right now. We don't know what's going on. Our world is turned upside down. Jesus is gone. He was our master. He was our rabbi. Everything's lost. What are we going to do? Wow, what a posture of boldness. What a bold prayer. God, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you. Come. We're going to talk about that today. So they do that. The Holy Spirit comes on with fire, changes their lives, and now they just go out in boldness, and they are not afraid. They heard from God. God's with them. Now they're not afraid. Amazing. And so that is my prayer for us today. They go and they meet a guy at the temple gate. He's been there, lame man, for 40 years. They go and they say, get up. That's after they already preached and 3,000 were saved. And now the religious leaders don't like it and they're mad at them. And they really don't like what they're preaching either, which is Jesus has been raised from the dead. He's alive. Don't like it. So they throw him in jail. They arrest Peter and John. And they need to release them because of all the public pressure. And as they're released, this, we pick it up here, Acts 4, verse 23 and 24. As soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. All the believers getting together, this is what happened. We're coming for some encouragement. They all start lifting their voice in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, they said, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in it. Something powerfully changes when we pray, when we gather together and pray. And we're going to do that tomorrow night at 7:15. Praying on Monday. Would love for you to be here. Going to be applicable to everything that we talk about today. So today we point our attention to that, spending time with Jesus, being with the Lord in prayer. Pastor, I love the story about the spunky young mother and the grandmother who were in the hospital facing serious surgery. And shortly before they came to her, the hospital chaplain came in. And he comes in and he's like, hey, I'm going to pray for you. Like, what religion are you? And they said, they're Christian. And he's thinking about his prayers, and he's like, well, what did I need a denomination? What denomination are you? And she says, well, I'm just Christian. And he's like, well, what denomination, what church did you go to when you were young? Somehow Methodist came on. He's like, yes, thank you, Lord. So he goes through his book, and he's like, Methodist prayer. Where's the Methodist? Oh, there it is. There's the Methodist prayer. And so he starts reading the Methodist prayer to them, and the lady stops him. She says, wait. Will somebody please get this guy out of here and get someone in here who knows how to pray their own prayers and talk to the Lord? Amen. Pray their own prayers and talk to the Lord. This is a key. We're going to hit this a few times today. What we pray about and pray for often reflects what we believe about God. What we pray about and pray for often reflects what we believe about God. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just challenge our prayer life today. I'm excited about this. Teens, I'm so excited you guys are here today. This is going to be a pre-sequel. Is that even a word? I don't know. It's going to be a sequel to this whole thing that we're doing right now, this series, Lord, I'm Listening. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. And tonight, Mark Hancock's going to be there. It's going to be an amazing night. Invite your friends. You don't want to miss it. And we are going to learn how to hear God's voice. Jordan's over with the middle school. Is Jordan here or is she with the middle schoolers? She's helping with the middle school right now. They're learning this. Mark Hancock's there. You're going to be learning this tonight. Lord, speak, I'm listening. That's where I want to go today. That's what the Lord told me to go today. If we're going to speak bold prayers, it's going to start with, Lord, speak, I'm listening. And the first thing is to ask. Boldly ask. The Bible says you have not because you. The Bible says you have not because you. Oh my, you guys can do better than that. I'm used to middle schoolers. The Bible says you have not because you. There we go. Thank you very much. But some of us, I mean, sometimes I pray, we rarely pray because we don't believe he's going to answer. Sometimes maybe I just pray selfish prayers because I believe God's a vending machine and he's just there to answer me and do what I need. J.B. Phillips said many pray small, safe prayers because their God is small. God, let it not be. In the last couple weeks, what have you prayed about? In the last couple weeks, what have you prayed for? What did you pray about and pray for this last week? Is prayer your last resort or is it your first option? Being a pastor for a number of years now, I can just, how many times people have said, well, I guess all we can do now is pray. Wow, Jesus, no. Forgive us, Lord, for all we can do now. Jesus got up early in the morning, went off by himself so he could seek the Lord and pray. That's Jesus himself. He didn't say, well, all we can do is pray now. He said, pray now. Let's just pray now. And he went to the Father. And if he went to the Father, I need to go to the Father. Pray now. It's the best thing I can do. It often reflects what we believe about God, right? There's one, what does this reflect how I believe about God? Well, all I guess we can do right now is pray. And what's this reflect about what I believe about God? Well, you know what? That's a tough situation, but let's pray right now. Different, right? Same, but different. And so pray now. I love that. So many people are wearing those around here. People are doing that on Sunday morning out on the workplace. Pray now. My kids used to do that all the time at home, and they had such faith. When Mauro was younger, he had such faith. He believed God could do anything. He'd always say, pray now. And the older they've gotten, man, I hope, Jesus, I'm sorry, it's a reflection on, but the older they've gotten, it seems like the less that's come out. I don't know if maybe the older we get, the less that comes out, the less that childlike faith. It reminds me what Jesus said in Matthew 8:3, said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, That faith of a little child, God can do anything. My dad can do anything. My father can do anything. Nothing can stop him. That faith. How many of our prayers are safe? How many of our prayers are small? How many of our prayers are selfish? Oh, God, bless me. Bless me. Be with me. Protect me. Provide for me. Help me. Help me not to lose this. I just think that that's kind of like that prevent defense in football. I hate the prevent defense. Coaches out there, football coaches, you can tune me out right now because you know more football than I'll ever know, but I hate the prevent defense. It's like you worked for three quarters and you just, or even in basketball, I see this. My son plays hockey, I see this. You're like going crazy and you got this lead and the game's getting close to over and you're like, everything changes. And I was like, I just want to hold on to what I have. I'm not going forward. I'm not advancing. I just want to hold on to what I have. I just want to protect. Please don't let anything bad happen. I hope it doesn't go deep over our heads. Keep everything in front of me. I don't like that. I don't think that's the kingdom of God. None of the big advances in my life spiritually have happened from those kind of prayers. God, just help me, protect me, just keep everything safe for me. It's always been like, God, yes, I'm going to go, even though I don't even know where I'm going. It comes from faith. What we pray about often reflects what we believe about God. Where's our faith? Let's build our faith a little bit. How about Matthew 28:20? I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Psalm 121:1-2. I lift my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. Bold prayers are prayers with confidence. My daddy's here and he can do it. Bold prayers say, our God is for us, not against us. Our God is a good, good Father. Our God is who he says he is. Our God is alive. Our God is working. Our God is on the move. Our God's doing something in my family. Our God's in control. My God is all powerful. My God's going to bring my kid back to the Lord. My God is faithful. My God is for me. My God wants to change our community. My God's working right now, and he wants me to partner with him. But I have to ask. I know we believe it, but do our prayers look like that? Do our prayers look like that? Is it a bold prayer? It's just a question I'm wrestling with, asking. Is it a bold prayer if I can realistically think about the outcome and make the outcome happen with my own intellect and my own might? Is that a bold prayer? You know, I was thinking of 21 Jumpstart, and I'm challenging my family to do this, and we took Mara to practice, was taking him home from practice this week. We have a long drive, and was asking him what he's doing with 21 Jumpstart, and what's the Lord speaking to you? It's been something that's been happening in our family lately. I'm even asking them to write down a piece of paper in the morning. What's God's agenda for you today? They are at least obeying me. I don't know if they love it yet, but we're going to get there. We're getting there. I want them to hear from God. I want our students to hear from God. Thrive High School, I want you to hear God's voice. We can know all the answers. We can say all the right things. We can say all the prayers, and we can be religious, but I don't want to be religious. I want you to know God, know his voice. My sheep know my voice, and I'm their God, and they follow me. That will go with you forever. And that's not religious. That's knowing God. That's this relationship. So I asked Mario, what's God speaking? He said this thing that he's going to do for 21 Jumpstart. And I was like, I raised it even higher than what he had said. And I said, do you think you can do this? And I was hoping that he would be like, yes, I can do it, Dad. I'm all in. That's not what he said. He said, Dad, I don't think I can do that. And my heart kind of like was like, ugh. I don't want you to settle here. I want you to go here. Say, I don't think I can do that, but I think God can help me do that. I was like, yes, yes, because if my prayers can be answered just with my own intellect and my own willpower and my own might, then it's not a bold prayer. It doesn't need God's help. And I was like, yes, this is so good. Mar, I'm using that in my sermon. He's like, oh, Dad. How about your prayers? Are they safe? Are they bold? Are you asking big? What size God are you praying to? Can you answer your own prayers just by working harder? So when you think of bold prayers, let's ask boldly. Let's boldly ask, but also let's boldly listen. Boldly listen. I've been going through the Bible and my devotional time, and I was in Numbers and loved it. I know it's all your favorite book too. And God was speaking to me in Numbers, of all things. It just came alive to me. And I was noticing what came alive was this relationship between Moses and God. They were always talking to each other. And God was always talking to Moses. And I just wrote a couple down, but if you would go through Numbers and circle every time you see something similar to this, it's going to be like 100 times probably. But Numbers 7:22, then the Lord said to Moses. Numbers 8:1, the Lord said to Moses. Numbers 8:23, the Lord also instructed Moses. Numbers 9:1, after a year, the Lord spoke to Moses. Was that after a year of not hearing? Or is that just showing us that God continues to speak? It wasn't just one time whenever I was 27 and God saved me, but he wants to speak to me today too. It wasn't just before I was married, but it's after I'm married. It's now that when I have kids, it's now that whenever I'm retired, God never stops speaking. Numbers 12:14, but the Lord said to Moses, and it started because Moses asked God questions and he listened. And Moses would talk back to God in Numbers 11:21, but Moses responded to the Lord in Numbers 12:13. So Moses cried out to the Lord. Moses pleaded with the Lord. And my favorite, Numbers 9. Numbers 9, starting in verse 8, God instructed Moses and Aaron how to do this whole, how to celebrate the Passover. And Moses is now telling the people. So Moses told the people to celebrate the Passover in the wilderness of Sinai as twilight fell on the 14th day of the month. I love the detail. God knows. And they celebrated the festival there, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. I have that underlined, circled, highlighted, because all through you see Moses and Aaron being like, just as the Lord had commanded, immediately, as the Lord said, following to obedience exactly what the Lord had said. I love it. But some men, here we go, some men had been ceremonially defiled by touching a dead body, so they could not celebrate the Passover that day. They came to Moses and Aaron that day and said, we have become that is not the easiest word in the world, let me just tell you, ceremonially unclean by touching a dead body. But why should we be prevented from presenting the Lord's offering at the proper time with the rest of the Israelites? God said this. Moses said, yes, amen. I'm going to go tell the people. We're doing it. Then someone says, but what about us? We don't fall into this category. We want to worship the Lord, but this has happened. What do we do, Moses? So Moses just made up a rule and said, do this. No. Moses said, do that? No. Moses, I love his response here. Wait here, verse 8, until I receive instruction for you from the Lord. Bold prayers, a bold prayer life is going to be one that asks, but it's going to be one that stops, waits, and listens.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you listening? What is he saying to you? What is he saying to you? Wait here while I go hear from the Lord. I'm convinced that some of the boldest prayers in the whole world are prayers of asking God what he's doing and listening for his voice. This was a staple of Jesus' life. In John 5:19, Jesus gave them this answer, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Jesus often went to seek the Lord as to what to do next. Father, your will, not my will, but your will. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to proceed? In the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done in heaven and on earth. And use me. How are you going to say use me? Walk in boldness in his will if you've not listened and heard what he's doing and what he wants you to do. I've done it years, and you walk in uncertainty, and you walk in wonder, and you walk in your own strength. It's not fun. Man, when God speaks, and you're stepping out in what he speaks, even though you can't see it, and it might not look like it makes sense, it's fun. It is fun to be bold and to walk in what he's speaking to us. God wants to speak to us. Revelation 3:20 says, I stand at the door and knock, whoever... This is where you come and help me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears. You listen. We're listening, Lord. Are we boldly listening? I'm going to give you a couple questions, but these don't have to be your questions, but there's a couple questions that you can start asking God, eternal questions, that then it will put you in a posture of, okay, now I'm listening. God, what is your agenda for me today? God, show me your heart in this situation. God, give me your eyes to see from an eternal perspective. God, how are you moving in my family, in my children, in my grandchildren? Wouldn't it be a lot more fun parenting and grandparenting after this question is answered by the Lord each day, each month? How are you moving in my children, in my grandchildren, in my family? Because I want to partner with you, Lord. How can I display? I got this one from my friend Josh Byler. We were sitting down for lunch and he was helping me and we were talking about this. He says, one of the questions he loves to ask, I wrote it down, it's not one of my questions. Josh, I love you. God, how can I display your love in this tough situation? Show me how I can display your love in this relationship. Wow, that's a good question. God, how are you moving in our church? How are you moving in our community? How can I partner with you? And then, like Moses, wait and listen. And then, the last part of this bold prayer is surrender. All throughout there, it always said, Moses did exactly what the Lord commanded. Moses did everything. Moses did all that the Lord had commanded. And is our answer yes? Is our answer always going to be yes? Bold prayers are prayers of surrender. Loving God, loving others, living transformed. When I think of living transformed, I think of a life of surrender. I think of that skit by the Skit Guys, that chisel skit, if you've never seen it, I don't know, but it's a chisel skit, and the one guy's like, all right, God, like, he's not really serious. God, do whatever you want to do. Help me. And the other guy's got a chisel, and he's, like, chiseling on his back, and he's, like, naming things, like anger. And he's like, no, no, hey, don't touch that. But that boldly surrender, God, come and change. Here's some examples of bold surrender in the Bible. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. That heart check, Pastor Ben and Pastor Joel, that heart check, that God, come and look. I allow you. I surrender my heart for you to come and look and change me. What about John 3:30? God, show me where you can become greater and greater, and I can become less and less. God, chisel, what is it in me that needs to go away so that I can be more like you? I can reflect you better. That's a bold prayer. I don't know, don't pray these prayers if you're not ready to hear. These are bold prayers. How about this one? Then the Lord was asking, whom should I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us? And I said, here I am, Lord, send me. Praying for opportunities to share his love so that he can get the glory, so that people can come to know him. God, send me. How can I be involved? How can I partner with you? Don't pray that. It's a bold prayer if you're not ready to go forward. Jesus prayed this way in Luke 22:42. He said, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine. That's a bold prayer. Did you know that? I want your will to be done, not mine. Well, keep on praying. I'm going to invite you to stand with us today. So I was praying through this and like, God, what do you want us to do? And like I said, it kind of took a different turn than I've... What if 2022, we changed our prayer life? And maybe for some of us, this isn't as new. Maybe for some of us, this is where we've been and this is just encouragement for us. But of sitting at the feet of Jesus and saying, God, what do you want for me today? What's your agenda for my life today? I'm boldly asking. What are you doing in my kids' lives right now? What are you doing in their school right now? He knows everything. He can give downloads that we can't get anywhere else. We have not because we ask not. God, my business, am I running it according to how you want me to run it right now? Are there any changes, God, you want me to make in my business, in my relationships? God, how can I partner with you? What are you doing in these relationships? Show me where I'm missing it. And then listening. These altars are going to be open. We're going to worship. Maybe some are here and you're like, I haven't heard God speak for a long time. Wouldn't it be great to come and hear him today? To maybe take a page out of Moses' book and say, wait, I'm going to hear from God right now. And then surrender. God, you've been calling me to this for years. You've been calling me to this for a while. I've been dragging my feet. Today I say yes. God, you're doing this in my family's life. You want me to partner in this way? I say yes. God, you showed me this piece of me that needs to go away so that you can become more. I say yes. Do that today. Would you respond however the Lord's leading you to respond? And it's not going to be a one-time thing. This is like maybe this week, maybe this month, maybe this is for this whole year. God, thank you for your people. Thank you for being with us as we just continue to just worship and tell you how much we love you. May we respond. May we boldly ask. May we boldly listen. May we boldly surrender. May we boldly have a life of communication, a prayer life with you. May our prayers not be prayers that we can make happen in our own might. May we not pray prayers that are something that I can think up and I can do without you. But may our prayers come a place of faith, like little children that says, my God's here and he can do it. I declare that over your people, over all their situations, their businesses, their relationships today. In Jesus' name.